Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
Let's get the ESPN Outdoors Report going as we bring in Pete Huck from Best Damn Guide Service in our region. Before we talk about fishing across the region, Pete, it was another Walleye Wednesday this week. How was the fishing and how was the turnout for this this week's event?
I believe we had 15 or 16 boats, and the more fish were biting. I think there was 11 fish brought in, and we were just shy of first place. We had 4.99 pounds, and first place had 5.08 pounds. So pretty close. But yeah, we did pull off second place.
Who was the winner last night on Wednesday?
Tanner Lipto and Eli Wellhouse. They had a couple nice fish, 2 pound and a 3 pounder. So yeah, we did lose a couple. We probably caught, my partner and I probably caught 12 to 14 fish, walleyes, and some crappies. So yeah, we had quite a bit of activity in that 3 hour period. So it was good to see.
Who's your partner this year?
Ray Brock.
Now, okay. Who carries? You carry Ray or does Ray carry you?
He did have more bites than I last night, which was, I don't care who's getting the bites as long as they're putting fish in the boat.
Exactly. Tell us about Walleye Wednesday if people want to get involved in it.
Yeah, it's a 12-week season. You can sign up the day of. It's every Wednesday. It's held at Woods Landing on Beaver Dam Lake off of FW towards Randolph. And we take off at 5:30, and we fish until 8:30 when you got to come in for the weigh-in.
Now, fishing-wise across the region, besides Walleye Wednesday, are you telling me it's starting to heat up a little bit?
Yeah, the crappies have been going good on Beaver Dam and Fox Lake. The bluegills in the Madison chain are starting to come in. I've heard Fox Lake too. Some guys have been getting some fish there, but they're starting to come in. Some males are coming in and starting to make beds, and kind of that's the order of things. You'll have your crappies, then your bluegills and bass will come in to spawn. And then like stripers are going right now too, up in the Wolf River, I heard. But yeah, when the lilacs bloom, a lot of things start changing with the fishing world.
Awesome stuff. If people want to have a great fishing experience and they've been busy with guiding all week long, tell us about Best Damn Guide Service.
Yeah, I've been booking trips every day now. Give me a call at 608-609-2707 or send me a message on Facebook under Pete Huff or Best Damn Guide Service.
Pete, I appreciate your time and good luck fishing this weekend, and we'll talk next week.
Sounds good, Wade. Thanks a lot.
Let's turn our attention to the Madison chain right now and bring in Pat from D&S Bait and Tackle, the premier stop if you're looking for fishing information and gear in the Madison area. Pat, boy, with the weather heating up, how has that impacted the feed bag for the fish?
Well, what's happening is it's getting the water a lot warmer, and that gets fish in the mood to start spawning. So right now in the Madison area, we have smallmouth bass are on beds. We have crappies that are very close or are also on beds. The bluegills are staging to be on beds. Once the crappies move out, the bluegills will start to move in. Although I have heard a couple reports that people have been seeing bluegills on beds already, which is actually kind of early. So yeah, a lot of spawning activity around town. And of course, when that happens, fish are pretty easy to find. I would encourage people not to target fish on their beds, but post-spawn can be a great bite, and as can pre-spawn. So there's a lot of fish out there. They're all pretty much shallow right now, and they're all in a pretty good mood.
Does the Madison chain have a lake fly issue? Do you get lake fly hatches a couple times a year like other lakes do across the region?
Absolutely. We actually just had a major one. It's funny you mentioned, I was just reading this morning. The UW Center for Limnology has a blog that I follow, and they were talking about how this year the lake fly hatch on Lake Monona was the largest they've seen in 25 years. So we had a very thick one. There's clouds and clouds of bugs, mostly around streetlights and above trees. And yeah, it's an interesting phenomenon that happens every year to a different extent, but this year's was really heavy.
You know, I was talking to some people about that too. They're saying sometimes it does impact the fishing because some of the fish are getting so much food from the lake flies that they're not interested in your baits that you're throwing out there.
Sure. Yeah, and that can definitely be an issue, but the good news is on Lake Monona, there's just so many fish that it doesn't seem to affect the bite much because there's so many fish that they, you know, there's some that are always hungry, it seems like.
Well, tell us about D&S Bait and Tackle.
Yeah, we're at 1411 Northport Drive here on the north side of Madison, right near the corner of Troy and Northport Drive. We are a quarter mile from the Warner Park boat launch, and just a quick jog off the interstate for folks coming through town. We've got everything you need to get out on the water, all live bait and tackle, fly fishing gear. And, of course, we do a weekly fishing report. I do update that every Friday morning. We post it to our social media at Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And we also have a good old-fashioned phone line. You can call in 608-BIG-FISH and listen to me tell you what's going on around town.
Pat, I appreciate all you do, and we'll see you out on the lake. Thanks.
Thanks, Wade. You have a good one. Take care.
Let's head over to Fishtails in Fox Lake. And, Dave, you're telling me fishing's been on fire out by you?
Yeah, it's really good. The water's warmed up. The panfish have moved real shallow. The bass are on their beds. The pike seem to be everywhere. And, yeah, the only thing really not real fast yet is the walleye bite. But for the most part, the crappie bite and the bluegill bite here and Beaver Dam and Emily have been phenomenal. So, yeah, this is the time that... they're all getting on their beds and getting done with everything, and they're pretty easy to catch right now, and it's not just one area. It's all over our lake, so, yeah, it's been awesome this week.
Have they been using the traditional baits and stuff to bring the fish in the boat?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, the guys are using crappie minnows and plastics. The bluegills always, seem to bite better on red worms. The bass are... bass, you can throw just about anything at them most of the time, but I've seen some really nice ones on their bed. So, unfortunately, I don't like bed fishing because it takes them off their beds and stuff, but the guys that fish for bass all the time swear that, it's the best time of the year to get them, so you can see them before you catch them, which is kind of fun.
Have you heard much about Big Green or Little Green, Dave?
Well, Big Green's been good also. The walleye bite over there has been good. The panfish have kind of moved out of the shallows over there, and now, once the water hits a certain temp, they set up in the deeper water cribs and reefs and things like that. So, yeah, that's kicking in over there too. Big Green is so big and cold and deep that it's always a little bit different timing, with the weather and everything. So, I think just about everywhere right now is really going good.
Now, obviously, we're about a week out from Memorial Day. I know you guys do some pontoon and boat rentals and such. And where's that at? Is there stuff available if people are looking ahead to the long weekend?
Yeah, we have boats available for Memorial Day. We're starting to fill up. The sooner you can call, the better. We'll have a couple pontoons and a bunch of fishing boats in. And just give us a call down here and try to reserve a boat as soon as you can. If you want to come, just let us know.
Well, tell us more about Fishtails. What do people need to know? You're in downtown Fox Lake. What else do people need to know?
Well, for one, if you want to rent a boat, give us a call. Our phone number is 920-520-0015. And you can call for any reason, whether, asking if we have the bait you want or anything like that. But we are basically right downtown Fox Lake, right next to the river. You can't miss us.
All right, Dave, I appreciate all you do at Fishtails. We'll see you out there and have a great weekend.
All right, thanks, Wade.
All Out Marine are your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Maker Center console boats wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. Order your 2025 models now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent-authorized Nitro, Sun Tracker, Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
The ESPN Outdoors Report, bringing in our resident outdoorsman Rick Wentland here. Rick, talking to various people across the region. Boy, if you're fishing, you're having a good time, it sounds like now, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it started off on Saturday. We fished Little Butamore. I fished a tournament up there. I ended up in second place with 17 pounds of bass, but the bass were just on fire. I mean, I had like four limits of keepers. I mean, it was just phenomenal fishing. And I went Sunday, Monday, too. I went every day. And if you're a fisherman, now is the time. I mean, the bass are pretty much on beds and spawning on every lake within an hour and a half's drive. Pretty easy to catch. The crappies are on beds on almost every lake, really easy to catch. Bluegills are coming up. They're swimming around with the crappies, really easy to catch. And from what I hear, the walleye bite is pretty phenomenal as well. So, yeah, if you're a fisherman, you know, if the water is very warm for this time of year, I imagine after this storm on Thursday and a cooler weekend, it'll cool down back to normal pretty soon after the weekend. But the water's warm and the fishing's on fire.
It's amazing, though, because just a couple weeks ago, even last week, I think we were talking about people saying it was pretty slow, and we were talking about maybe the lake flies were causing too much food for the fish. They weren't going after your baits. And it can turn quickly, can't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the lake fly, when they come out, the larva comes out of the mud, out of the lake bottom, and especially panfish, but even, you know, I've caught walleyes, you know, 5 pounds of bug larva in their stomach, and it's just, it's crazy how they eat that up. But they're hungry now, and the water's warm, and right now a lot of those fish are thinking about love, I can tell you that.
Will they get full, or if they see food, will they just keep eating? You mentioned 5 pounds of larva in a fish. Will they just keep eating, or will they eventually be full and then just start thinking about something else?
Well, you know, they just keep eating. You know, I've caught walleyes, I've caught bass, I've caught crappies, and like a northern can have like 4 bluegills in his belly, or a walleye can have 3 perch in his belly, and he still eats your lure. It's just amazing when they put on the feed bag. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of times fish go dormant, and I don't know if that's because they're full or, you know, the water temperature drops or what have you. But, boy, when they're on the feed, they just keep feeding. And as a matter of fact, on tournament, you know, we caught – there was just minnows. And when I say minnows, I mean within a 20-yard stretch, there was 17 million minnows. I mean, it was just crazy. And these bass were just feeding on these minnows, and every one of them had a football in their stomach. I mean, they must have had 2 pounds of minnows, and they still ate my bait.
Well, you know what? No matter how full that they are, if you have a lure from Raw Bass Customs, they'll definitely go after it. Tell us about Raw Bass Customs.
Right now, I'm a custom painter. I paint about 70 different kinds of blanks. I've gotten a lot of special orders for special colors in the last couple weeks. And the sales locally are really on fire. You can get them locally at Fishtails in Fox Lake, M&M Tackle It in Portage, Stew's in Partyville, and Dick Smith's in Pewaukee.
And what's the number if somebody wants to book a bass fishing guided trip?
You can call my cell phone at 920-948-8467, and I supply everything but food and drink.
Rick, I appreciate what you do. We'll talk next week. Thank you.
All right, Wade, sounds good.
Thanks for listening to the ESPN Outdoors Report presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Catch the ESPN Outdoors Report 3 times every week on 95.3 WBEV at 4:35 p.m. on Fridays, as well as Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35 a.m. Hear the ESPN Outdoors Report every Friday at 12:40 p.m. on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and on demand on the Sports tab at DailyDodge.com.